Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, this is the season for colds. Here's hoping you don't have one, because a cold can make you feel mighty uncomfortable. That's why it's a good idea to have Alka-Seltzer on hand to relieve the discomforts of your cold, help you feel better while you're getting better. Alka-Seltzer relieves the headache and feverish feeling and the general aches and pains of a cold. And if you dissolve 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets in 1/4 glass of warm water, it makes a pleasant, soothing gargle for an irritated throat. Of course, you want to take care of yourself, too. Get plenty of rest. And to feel better while you're getting better, take Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. Get an extra package at your drugstore today. Alka-Seltzer, first aid relief for the discomforts of a cold.
The whole thing started out this morning as a sort of a gag. Dr. Gamble was razzing Mr. McGee about his short temper, and finally the doctor stuck his neck out like this.
You heard me, Sonny. I said if you can go all day long without blowing up once, Miss Cuddleson and I will take you and Molly to dinner tonight at Antoine's.
Antoine's? Mm-hmm. Oh, the fanciest place in town.
And you'll pick up the check, Fatso, for all of us?
I certainly will.
Oh, boy, what a pigeon. Just for not losing my temper all day, this is going to be the easiest free dinner I ever stuck you for, Fatso.
I'm not worried a bit. That detachable temper of yours will fly off the handle by noontime, probably. Remember now, if you do lose it today, you pick up the check tonight.
Just bring plenty of dough tonight, Doctor. Oh. I shall go upstairs now, my dear, and go back to bed for the day.
What?
Just call me in time to get dressed for dinner. On Doc.
That was this morning. And all day long, Mr. McGee's temper has been nice and even. So now, at 8 o'clock p.m., we find the happy foursome on their way to Antoine's for dinner.
I hope you don't mind driving us in your car, McGee. Mine's been acting up today.
Not at all, Docky, not at all. I'm happy to furnish the transportation to your party.
Are you too comfortable back there, Doctor? Miss Cuddleson?
Yeah.
Fine, thanks. I love that fur coat of yours, Mrs. McGee. Persian lamb, isn't it?
Thanks. Yes, it is. My Aunt Sarah sent it to me last fall. She got tired of it. It's pretty old-fashioned, really, but... Oh, McGee, watch it. This downtown traffic makes me nervous anyhow.
Oh, don't ride the boy, Molly. He's doing okay. As a matter of fact, I'm amazed at him. 2 cars have cut in front of him so far, and he hasn't lost his temper once.
Me? Lose my temper and lose the bet and wind up paying the dinner check? Ha! Not me, Docco. It'll take a major catastrophe to get
me... Leon McGee, the man in front of you.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, who the heck does
he... Now, McGee, nobody's hurt.
Oh, we didn't hit very hard. Don't worry.
Looks like your bumpers are hooked, McGee. I saw the whole thing. It was all his fault. Go poke him in the nose, boy.
Wait here.
McGee, remember your promise. Don't lose your... Dr. Gamble.
Yes, my dear?
You didn't by any chance connive to have McGee drive tonight because you knew that when he got into this downtown traffic, his temper would flare up.
Who, me?
Yes,
why,
you.
Molly, that would be an awful dirty trick to play on an old friend who cheats me every chance he gets. I'm surprised you'd think...
Well, look. Look, the other man got out of his car, and Mr. McGee is helping him get the bumpers unhooked.
What? Listen, what are they saying?
Don't give it another thought. It could happen to anybody, Bud.
What did he say?
He said it could happen to anybody, Bud. And they're shaking hands.
Oh, that little sneak. What he won't go through to get a free meal.
Doctor, I think you've met your match tonight. And I want to tell you, I'm very pleased with the new McGee.
That's right, Bud. Table for 4. Dr. Gamble here is the host. He promised to take us here to dine.
I'm sorry, Dr. Gamble, but I don't seem to have a record of the reservation here.
You don't? Are you sure, Pierre?
Yeah, look again. What kind of...
McGee.
I am terribly sorry.
Oh, my. George, what do you suppose happened?
You don't suppose maybe you were busy, Doctor, and forgot to call for a reservation? Not that you ever thought it might get McGee upset or anything.
Say, that's right. Oh, I am so forgetful. I must have forgotten to call.
Oh, I'm wise to you, Doctor.
I'm afraid the only table we have left is that one in the far corner there, by the kitchen.
By the kitchen?
Well, maybe we should go someplace else, George.
It's pretty annoying to have that swinging door right at your
elbow. Oh, I think that's fine, if you girls don't mind. Lead the way, Pierre.
This way, please.
You made a deal, Fatso. If I keep my temper all day, you're stuck with the check. And you're stuck, boy. You're stuck. I'll eat like I never ate before, and if you think anything is going to get me excited, just think again.
We'll see, we'll see. This table will be fine, Pierre. Noisy dishes, waiters banging doors. Oh, this is going to be fun.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Mother, are you missing out on much of the fun in life? Fun is good for you, you know. Helps you forget about today's problems and prepare for tomorrow's.
But, Eleanor, people don't always feel up to having fun. And frequently, it's a headache or an upset stomach that keeps them from enjoying fun.
Yes, and that's when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend. To help you feel good so you can enjoy your fun. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped in water fizz and become a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Yes, Alka-Seltzer is easy for your system to absorb immediately. Try it. All drugstores sell it. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
My, I don't know when I've eaten such wonderful food.
It's a lovely place, isn't it? This table near the kitchen wasn't bad at all.
No, it wasn't really close enough to the kitchen, darn it.
Look at him, Molly. He's getting worried now that it's almost time for the check. And speaking of check, we should have checked your fur coat as long as it's Doc's treat.
Oh, no, I'd rather have it on the chair there anyhow. It's not in anybody's way.
I don't understand you telling me that Mr. McGee has a volatile temper at all, George. I've never seen a more reserved, more patient gentleman.
It's nothing. Just my nature to be that way.
I'm proud of you, McGee. You didn't bang on your glass or bawl out the waiter or yell for the manager once.
And I'd hate to think what George would have done if that busboy had dropped the butter in his lap.
If George had a lap.
Mr. McGee just smiled and helped the boy pick it up.
You might as well give up, Fatso, and admit your beat. Soon as we have our dessert, you can have the check.
Yes. How are you coming with the crepe Suzette, Pierre?
Almost ready, Doctor.
My, isn't that fancy the way he does that?
Oh, crepe Suzette always fascinate me.
Yeah, wait till he lights it. That's the big one.
Lights it? Sets it on fire?
Yeah, right now. Watch.
Oh, look at those pretty blue flames.
I pass. I can't eat anything like that, Doc. My eyelashes are too long.
You don't eat it lit, Stoop. We blow it out, and then you go.
Now, if you like, I will place it on the table, Doctor.
Yes, bring it over. Come on.
McGee, get your foot out of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
So you can admire my masterpiece.
Look out.
Oh, holy mackerel.
Oh, oh, beautiful crepe.
C'est dommage. C'est dommage.
Get up quick. The tablecloth's on fire.
Oh.
No, it's not the tablecloth. It's Molly's fur coat.
Why? Well, no. Put it out, somebody.
Don't touch it, Molly. You'll burn yourself.
Pierre, quick.
Oh, well, I see.
Heavenly days, my poor lamb.
I'm okay, Tootsie.
She means the Persian lamb.
Oh, well, anyhow, the fire's out. Fire's out. Well, thank you, Pierre.
Thank you.
I'm afraid we owe Pierre an apology.
We owe him an apology?
Just look at my coat, my poor fur coat, ruined.
Well, after all, it was our fault. If one of us hadn't happened to have my foot in the aisle, this wouldn't happen.
Oh, monsieur, monsieur, it is my fault. Pierre, you dunk, you clumsy ox of a peasant. Madame, I shall destroy myself. Out of my life insurance, you shall be paid for your coat.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want you to...
No, none of that there, Pierre. It was stupid of me to have my foot out there, completely unexcusable. And I hope you'll accept my apology.
Great Scott, what in the world?
Oh, that is extremely nice of you, sir. You are a gentleman.
Well, I've never seen anything like this.
McGee, do you feel all right? Are you feverish?
No, I am merely, as Pierre said, a gentleman. Now, if someone will hand me a napkin, I'll swab off my suit.
Oh, brother. I didn't mind the new McGee, Molly, but this one is just ridiculous. I'll pay the check, but you get him over to my office tomorrow. This boy isn't well.
Ah, boy, home at last. Phew, what a night.
All right, McGee. Now. I said now.
Now?
Now that we're home, I want to know what goes on in that curly little noggin of yours.
I don't know what you mean, my dear.
Yes, you do. You stood there and watched that silly waiter set my coat on fire, and I watched for you to tear the roof completely off. Why didn't you? It isn't natural. Are you sick? What goes on here?
Don't you worry about a thing, Tootsie. Everything's under control.
Mm-hmm, I thought so. You've got some kind of an ace up your sleeve.
Not up my sleeve, kiddo. It's up your sleeve. Or, to be more exact, in the lining.
The lining?
Remember when Aunt Sarah sent you this coat and I took it down and put it in storage for the summer? I took out an insurance policy and had him sew it right up in the lining. You know, in case it was stolen or something.
In the lining in case it was stolen?
Or damaged like this by fire? Wait till I rip this lining open and get it out of... Oh, my gosh, it's all full of ashes in here.
Oh, no.
Wait, here's the bottom part of the policy. No, that's the top part. Look on the floor, maybe I dropped a piece.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
We'd better find the part that says, in case of fire, or I'll go back to that restaurant and tear that joint apart. Why, them rats, ruining my wife's fur coat and the policy with it.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And low-cost, one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets contain vitamin B12. Ask at your drugstore for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Hand me that other piece of the policy, Molly. The little scorch piece. Thanks. I'll put that right in the middle here.
Well, what's the spell now?
This time it comes out Consolidated General 4 and 5th Pulisi. Oh, I'm getting closer, kiddo. I'll shuffle up the pieces and start over. And this time I'll get it...
Tomorrow, dearie, tomorrow. Let's go to bed.
Okay, but I'll get it tomorrow, don't you worry. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Dr. Gamble is played by Arthur Q. Bryan. Jean Bates appeared as Miss Cuddleson and Fritz Feld as Pierre. Plan to be with us again, won't you, for more nonsense with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. John Wall speaking.
Hear the dramatic story, Woman in My House, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.